I might just say a few more words about the primacy of the law before we turn to look at its promise. Throughout Scripture, we can see many ancillary indications of the primacy of place God intends His law to have in the lives of His people. He commands them to have the law of God on their hearts, that is, to desire it, long for it, love and delight in it, and so forth. Further, he tells us that the person who is pleasing to the Lord and delights in His law devotes his or her mind to the contemplation of the law continually. He counsels us over and over to seek understanding of the law so that we might gain the full benefit of it. So high a place was the law of God to have in the life of ancient Israel that her king was expected to produce a copy of the law in his own hand, to have it read and approved by the priest, and to keep it with him wherever he went, and to meditate in it daily. Even the Apostle Paul, that great exponent of grace, after arguing that all attempts to gain a righteousness unto salvation through obedience to the law are doomed to failure, nevertheless asserted the abiding establishment of the law of God as our standard of holiness, righteousness, and goodness in Christian conduct. And the Apostle James, that most eminently practical of New Testament writers, advises us that we should conduct our lives like people who expect to be judged by God's perfect law of liberty.